From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Tensions heat up on the Korean Peninsula. North and South Korean officials held talks deep into the night Sunday trying to avert a war. Officials have not publicly commented on the discussions, and there is no word on whether the negotiations are making any progress. Thousands of migrants traveled by train, bus, and foot through Macedonia and Serbia on their way to Hungary. But Hungarian authorities are building a razor wire fence to keep them from entering. The migrants, mostly Syrians, Iraqis, and Afghans, are fleeing conflicts in their homelands. They hope to get to Hungary because once they enter European Union territory, they will have easier access to the rest of the continent. One of the three Americans who overpowered a heavily armed gunman on a Paris-bound train says he was thinking of survival when he tackled the man. Spencer Stone, who was injured in the attack, said he thought of his own survival as well as everyone else's on the train during his takedown of the suspect.
Alec came up and grabbed the gun out of his hand while I put him in a chokehold. It seemed like he just kept pulling more weapons left and right, pulled out a handgun. Alec took that, took out a box cutter, started dabbing at me with that. We let go. All three of us started punching him while he's in the middle of us.
The Moroccan-born gunman was seriously wounded. Nigeria's army chief has survived an attack on his convoy by suspected Boko Haram fighters in Borno State. The army says gunmen ambushed the convoy of Lieutenant General Tukur Buratai at a village between the towns of Mafa and Dikwa on Saturday. This is VOA News.